Ned,
What up?
thoughts on instead of today's tip, we do daily hats that may or may not help you, and you just describe your hat. This is a good idea. I'm being honest.
I mean, it's a great idea that I will put on social media, and I thank you for explaining it. Today's hat is
Today's hat.
the Portland, Maine Sea Dogs when they rebranded for one game as
And one game only.
Maine, I believe they were called the Maine Steamers, which is a type of clam that only really exists in Maine. But let me look what they actually called themselves.
And when Ned says they rebranded for one day, what he means is
They were the Maine Clam Bakes.
that's good. They
And
rebrand all the time, and Ned has every one of their hats.
these teams rebrand all the time. It is a steamed clam looking pissed, holding a baseball bat that's also steaming and very threatening. The Maine
Pissed
Clam
off.
Bakes. Shout out to Carousel, which takes place in the state of Maine, the musical, featuring the song This Was a Real Nice Clam Bake, which I hope they played at the theme night. I wasn't there.
And if they didn't, a daily tip for them is to play
Check out
contextually
Carousel.
relevant music.
Secondarily, this is just Carousel is a musical that's on my brain a lot. But Chippendales out there, I'm sure the internet could tell me, and I've never wanted to deep dive search because I really want someone to explain it to me. If someone can tell me why the song You'll Never Walk Alone from Carousel is the theme, like the fight song for the Liverpool football team, I would love to know
I
because
did
it.
not know it's from that.
Liverpool just doesn't feel like a Rodgers and Hammerstein crowd. And I'm aware that there was like a punk cover in the 90s, and that's the one everyone points at, but I think the question still stands.
Yeah, it does.
So, we've got a double carousel here, one for the real nice clam bakes on my head, and one for what's going on in Liverpool.
Yeah, can we get a, what is it, Liverpudlian?
Is that
I think
it?
it is. I think
Bummer.
that's the demonym, but let me find out before I embarrass myself.
Demonym is a great word.
Thank you. I studied geography. Yeah, it's a
Liverpudlian.
Liverpudlian.
It's not even a Liverpoolian.
I know. And then
It should be a Liverpooligan.
The demonym for people from Liverpool is Liverpudlian, and I think that's how it's pronounced. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But they are more commonly known as Scousers, which I have heard. Have you heard that?
Liverpudlian would be insane if
Yeah.
that's how you pronounce that.
Anyway, daily hats that may or may not help you is nuts. So
It's
let us know
crazy.
if you like it.
Every once in a while, we'll do a hat episode that goes out on the podcast feed bonus and shows up on your social media timeline.
I think this should be a real episode, no?
I don't know that that's a real episode, but it is kind of funny and I love it. So we're going to do it. Just periodically, we have a hat episode.
I mean, it's obvious that you have many hats. I also don't think that you've ever worn a hat twice
I wear
for
a
this
hat
show.
twice all the time.
We don't know that. That's between you and God.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.